BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
OK, this next part of the Lolathon is going to be extremely rude in parts. So if you're easily offended, do not listen. If you aren't, though, it's going to be great. Enjoy.
One. Scott Mills and Chris Stark.
Hello, I'm Scott Mills. This is Chris Stark. We've just been outside together and it's dark now. And we just had a little sit down on the floor outside.
And a cry.
And we had a little cry. No, we didn't. But we just sat down and actually just stared into space for a bit because it's getting towards that time now.
It's quite nice, though. I'm actually very proud of what we've done so far. We've done a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah.
If you are listening right now, you are part of a very, very special club. You're entering proper late night zone.
Yeah, this can be as rude as we like. And we have got, from Unexpected... Unexpected Fluids podcast, which you can get on BBC Sounds. We've got Riyad and Alex. Hi, guys.
Hey. Hello.
Can I just say a very, very happy halfway there to you, boys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, halfway mark.
Yes, I need to change my pants. that was a little...
We've been looking forward to this.
A little kind of gift to myself. I said halfway through, I will change my pants, so I'll be off in a minute. That's where I'll be.
I have some talc in my bag as well.
We're gonna do a small wash in the sink as well.
Balls in sink.
Yeah, well, I mean that was.
I bought a towel, but I'd rather not use the same one. If that's okay.
Alex and I were listening on the way in, and can we just say we think that your filth is top class?
Thank you.
That's normally our job on the podcast.
It really is.
Congratulations.
Did you want to talk about the podcast then?
So yeah, tell us if people don't know.
Well, the podcast is basically more saucy than your average Tabasco factory or Tapasco factory.
Hey-o.
It is where we share real life tales of sexual fails. So listeners tell us when sex has gone wrong, diddly wrong with the peens, the vagines and the dongs. And then we try and find the learning amidst the lols. There is an educational bent to it as well as entertainment.
It's the BBC, there has to be.
Totally
public service broadcasting.
So this is some kind of sex hour. That you're offering up here.
Yeah, I think it is.
Can we do it with Scott and Chris right now?
You've had the foreplay.
Yeah.
You've warmed each other up. It's quite sticky in here. Mm. And we are the main act.
I see where you're going with
okay,
this.
Okay, I understand.
We have some
proper good sex jokes and we have some stories as well. So.
I want the stories. Okay, right. Should we go around the room then? Jack Saunders is still with us.
Oh, yeah, okay. I've got a joke from Jordan who says, what do you get if you've got your nuts on the wall? Walnuts. What do you get if you've got nuts on your chest? Chestnuts. What do you get if you've got nuts on your chin? Cock in your mouth. It's true. It's not lying.
It is true, actually.
This is good. This is from Johnny Wood in Dorset. Three tampons walking down the road, all ignoring each other. Why? Because they are all stuck up twats.
Can you say the T words?
Dunno.
Shook.
I think so.
Scott, do you need someone else on your show? Because I think you might have just lost his gig.
Yeah, I mean, I think that every time we do this. What have you got, Ria?
This is from me.
Okay.
A teenage boy's bedroom is the only place where you can stub your toe on a sock. Think about it.
Oh, Alex?
Matt Langley from Bournemouth has sent in a little joke. He says, I was a bit naive when I was younger, so I decided to improve my skills in the bedroom by reading a sex manual. I realised my dyslexia was a problem when I spent ages trying to find my girlfriend's vinegar. We hear a lot about condiments on Unexpected Fluids, in fact.
Apparently, sometimes they can taste the vinegar if it's been left for a while.
Ugh. Well, they call the final strokes before your big moment the vinegar strokes.
Yeah, that's
because they're pre-salt.
What are you on about?
Yeah, that's what they're called.
Mm.
Oh. The vinegar strokes, you know?
Oh, do you know what?
The last few strokes.
Do you know I think we'll be good about this hour?
Oh, right, sorry.
I think we'll learn stuff.
What do you want to know?
Well, you've already learned about vinegar strokes, right?
Yeah, because... Alex, like, I remember...
I can't stop saying
it now. I remember I passed you in the green room here at Radio 1, first time I met you, and I'd known Riyad a while, so I wanted to come say hello. I said hello to you, and I interrupted a conversation where you were talking about some sort of dragon instrument, some Game of Thrones stuff.
What's this?
Game of Thrones...
There is...
paraphernalia.
There are a number of companies that make fantasy and sci-fi themed... sex toys, including one called the ovipositor, which basically lays gelatin eggs inside either your butthole or your foof flume, wherever you want to place them. You have to, you get a little mold and you make like your own squidgy miniature Easter eggs, and it's for people with alien impregnation fantasies.
Richard Curtis would love this.
Yeah, he would. This is what his creation has led to.
Oh, it's for people that are into, like they want to do alien sex.
Yeah, they like the idea of being being done up the wherever.
Well, sure. Alex, haven't you said on the pod that you actually kind of would be open to do this?
I quite like the idea of, a UFO where things don't go. Yeah, why not? I have a big thing about mythical creatures. I quite fancy centaurs.
Do go on. What
do you know what a centaur is?
No.
It's a man's upper body attached to a horse's lower body.
You can see the appeal already for a girl like me.
Right.
Well, especially you're wide-hipped.
And I love being the centaur of attention.
Yeah.
So if you're talking body of horse, right, what is the ideal upper body? What are you imagining here?
Yeah.
Who is like... Think of a famous or someone like...
Jason Momoa with emphasis on Momoa.
Okay,
Jason Momoa. Momoa sounds like some
Aquaman.
Kind of rigged-up lawnmower that might have dildos on it, though, doesn't it?
Awesome.
This hour. I don't know. I was lulling slightly. This is, I think, going to be the pick-me-up that we need.
No, it's really perched me back up. Vicky says, boy walks in on his parents and asks, what are you doing? Mum replies... Making bacon and eggs, go away. Anyway, this happens a few more times, always with the same response. Then one day the son sees his mum on the balcony and asks her, have you been making bacon and eggs again? She's like, yeah, how did you know? He's like, because I can see the fat dribbling down your leg. We're going to play like a little game now, right?
Okay.
Apparently. You have so many stories about like sex gone wrong, unusual sex... On your podcast, right?
Yeah, people send them in.
Yeah. So I thought what we could maybe do is if we throw out some subjects at you, you will probably have a story about them, right?
Do you know what? We will, but I'm a little bit disappointed that Ali played the porn quiz before because I've got some banging porn titles, if you
have
will.
You?
Big fan of Curious Taste of Benjamin's Butthole.
I would buy that.
I've seen that.
How about Planet of the Gapes?
Yeah, that's good.
Or just simple, Jumanji.
Oh, that's about my mum.
Let's go. Okay, right. Let me think of what would people have stories about.
I hope we have stuff.
Okay, injuries, like people that have injured themselves.
Do you have one, Alex?
I think my favourite is the one that I like to call the Cumberland sausage.
Oh, yeah.
This. I remember, so a girl had no dildo to use, God love her, and she decided she'd freeze a sausage, a Cumberland sausage to be exact.
Do you know what? That's genius.
No, it's not. Oh. You don't want pork up there.
No. Do not pork yourself with pork.
What happens when you lick something that's very, very icy?
Oh, you get stuck to it,
don't
you?
It sticks.
Yeah.
So she put the sausage up there and then naturally it stuck to the inner wall of her vagina, and she had to get her father up to help her get it out. Now I think sit there and let it thaw out.
Right.
Don't call daddy.
Just let it thaw, babe.
Yeah.
I think the dad was a doctor, wasn't he? So
yeah.
She called the first medical professional she could think of. He sat her in a warm bath, but to be frank, I would rather have Abu Hamza's hook hand fishes off the jet of my food than that.
But also, this is the second time it happened. The first time, I think it was with a conditioner bottle or something.
Yeah, a bottle of deodorant.
She's got a form.
Invest or use your fingers.
Yeah.
A couple of questions.
Just a couple, Chris.
The preparation. Sometimes you get yourself in a bit of a mood, right?
Yeah.
And you want to deal with that. The idea that you'd then wait long enough for a sausage to freeze.
That's at least 4 hours.
Yeah. Mm.
And then have to wait for it to thaw.
It's like, do you know what's really annoying? I'm really in the mood. I can't find my dildo.
Oh, you would be amazed.
I'm more than happy to wait and watch one freeze.
Oh, the lengths people go to construct DIY dildos
what
and masturbatory.
Well,
oh.
We also had, when it comes to wanking penises, we had a guy who...
What?
Yes, have you done it before?
Six
it's fantastic.
People. Oh, yeah.
A guy who hollowed out part of his mattress and started riding it, but was so clever, he designed a sort of a catchment area underneath using a lunchbox for his unexpected fluid that was squirting out.
We did clever. Actually nickname that one the Shawank Redemption because he'd spent weeks digging through his mattress with a spoon.
And he did get through. He did.
Eventually. We've had people smashing one out into some smash. There was one guy who hollowed out a cucumber and filled it with warm instant mashed potato.
Oh, so it's like the apple pie sort of situation.
Yeah.
I love the creativity.
I think we had someone...
I banged a pillow once.
Someone put a melon...
Oh, we've all been there.
Someone put a melon in a microwave and hollowed out the middle, but that's extremely dangerous because, you know, you could scald the Mickey off yourself.
Yeah, you really could. This is fascinating. I mean, we've got...
Hit us with another word.
What have you improvised with in the past?
What? I don't know what I'm asking. What have I improvised with?
I don't know, I'm just trying to, further the conversation.
Can I have some time to think?
Yeah.
Can we come back to me on this?
Yeah, I mean, you will have one.
It's just I've definitely got
one. We all have one.
Yeah, I've definitely got one.
Okay, what about...
Too many.
Animals.
Bestiality, Scott.
No, I'm like anything, because sometimes animals like to watch, don't they? Well,
actually, we did have one fella who was having a lovely time with his missus, and their darling Alsatian walks into the room without them knowing and begins to lick him on the bum. Now, what made this story ever more interesting to me was the fact that it took him, he said in his story, 30 seconds to realise what was going on. That's a long time to realise that there's something behind you licking you.
Right, and the dog's involved.
Yeah, no, they hushed the dog
nonsense.
Out of the room.
You don't buy this stuff, do you? The sausage one in the Alsatian, it's ridiculous.
I don't care if they are made up, because they're great.
Every story is verified because either Alex or I are in the room when they happen. That's just part of the deal.
I was a big fan of the woman who had inserted a butt plug into her log flume, and then in the throes of ecstasy, the pressure inside her colon forced it out, and it flew across the room and knocked her cat out.
Oh, that's a great one.
Danger pussy.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
How are you getting on with ordering your food, by the way, Chris?
Yeah, all good.
I've ordered some chicken balls.
Off the sausage.
I thought you were going for a kebab.
Yeah, I've done that now.
Because I was going to say, what's the difference between your kebab and your granddad?
Oh, I don't know.
There's nothing. They're both coming, Anne.
Oh! Ah! Okay, quick fire round, Alex.
Ben Turpie from Devon says, I went to the swimming baths the other day and had a sneaky piss in the deep end. The lifeguard must have noticed because he blew his whistle so loud I nearly fell in.
I like sneaky piss.
Yeah, it's just sneaky.
Stealth piss.
Did you hear some pools have a dye in it?
Yeah.
So if you pee in it, it goes bright purple and you're mortified.
Embarrassing at school.
Is that true or is that an urban legend?
No, I saw it happen.
Really?
You did?
Yeah, I think I did. I think it was...
Were you the
friend.
One pissing?
It was a friend.
It wasn't me.
It was Tim Apple. Pissed in a pool.
Tim Apple pissed in a pool.
Thank you, Tim.
Go ahead, Tim. I think it turned it like blue or purple, but yeah.
Wow.
Maybe I made it up. Yeah.
Will in Buckingham, he sent this one in. He says, I found my first grey pubic hair today. Normally things like that don't bother me, but it was in my Big Mac.
Oh!
Nasty.
Okay, Chris.
Do you think it's time for the Dr. Pepper joke? We haven't done it this year.
We haven't done it this year, and it's a classic. It's an absolute classic.
I'd like to dedicate this to the many members of Radio 1 that always recite this as an example of ones from Lolathon. The last Lolathon is an example of a good joke. Mm. Nikki sent it in. Loads of other people did as well. This is a moment I've perked up. Why does Dr. Pepper...
You have not perked up.
What's the worst
that could
happen?
Can we go again? Why does Dr. Pepper come in a bottle? Because his wife died.
That's horrific. Get out.
Rough.
It's a bit too far, isn't it?
Pretty rough.
Actually,
pretty
speaking rough. Of Dr. Pepper, we had someone get in contact with a podcast and said to us that they thought they could stop pregnancy after someone came in them by pouring Dr. Pepper into their vagina.
Oh, jeez.
Now, Alex is Sexpert of the Year. Alex, can you confirm or deny that this actually stops pregnancy?
Well, fact number one, it should be called Dr. Pecker if you're using it that way.
Yeah.
But number two, there was actually a piece of research that checked whether you could do the shake and shoot method, which is where you shake up a bottle of cola or other carbonated soft drink and shoot it up your pooter in order to prevent pregnancy. and they discovered that the acidity of the drink would actually wipe out the semen. It would stop it working, but it doesn't travel fast enough to prevent a pregnancy. Oh.
So what you need to do is put a Mentos up your fanny.
No, you're a bit fizzy fanny.
Don't do that.
But that helps speed it up through the canal. No, don't actually.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Use a post-poke Coke. It will not work.
No. I'm really learning a lot, are you, Chris? Mm. Or you've got a bit misty-eyed now. Like we're talking about putting Dr. Pepper up your fanny.
It's just like, I don't think you should try that.
No, but they just said that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good.
Thanks for listening.
I never thought I'd end up talking about...
It's great.
Pepsi or any fizzy drink up a fanny when I was in radio college.
Was it Dr. Pepper specific?
Or was any carbonated drinks. Thanks for listening.
Mm. Oh, shut up. Don't go all arsey with me now because we're getting a bit tired.
Jack Saunders, have you got a joke?
Yeah, I've got a joke. Yeah. It's from Gavin Plant. A man wants to go to heaven when he dies. He prays to God and God says to him, there are three things I want you to give up. Swearing, drinking, and sex. A couple of weeks later, God comes to the man and asks him how he's getting on. And the man says, well, swearing the drink, not a problem, but the sex, I mean, the wife bent over the freezer the other day and I just had to stick it up her ass.
Oh my God.
No, that's not the punchline.
Oh.
God says, they don't like that in heaven. The man says, well, they don't like it in Asda either.
Oh God.
One. Radio 1's 24-hour lullathon for Red Nose Day.
I want some more of your stories. Have you got any other, like, like weird wanking stories?
Well, when we have guests on, we always get them to share their stories as well. And we had a brilliant comedian on called Adam Rowe. He told really one of the most memorable tales of sexual fails. He said he's from Liverpool. And he said when he was a student, he'd been out clubbing, he'd been on the pull, and he'd managed to have a bit of a passionate session in the club with this girl.
Mm. Now, let me just warn you, this is the best story you will hear in the entire 24-hour broadcast. Oh, go ahead, Alex.
No pressure.
Okay.
One thing led to another. He decided to go home with her. And when he entered her bedroom, he was confronted by the sight of wall-to-wall Barbie dolls, just tons of Cindy's and Barbies everywhere. And he thought, you know, a little bit strange, but hey-ho, on with the show. Here we go. They were in bed, starting to get down to it and up to it, and sideways probably, knowing Adam, when suddenly this girl just pulled a Barbie doll off the shelf and inserted it into her anus hair first. Wow. With not a word said. Mm. Just putting the sin in Cindy.
Anus Barbie.
And then we asked Adam, what did you do? And he said, I just continued. I'm like, what do you do?
Wow.
Did she offer him a Ken doll up the bum? That's a no.
Okay. I'm just kind of sitting here trying to imagine it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why
I'm a little bit taken aback by the whole thing.
We have why hair first?
Because the feet are too sharp.
That's not going to be nice, is it? The feet
are sharp. They'd injure you.
Yeah.
That's true, actually. Leanne says, I can't believe this chat that we're having on Radio 1 right now, but I'm really enjoying it. Just donated again purely because of the butt plug knocking out the cat story.
Oh, yeah.
Barbie thing's freaky, actually, isn't
it?
If
you go,
like, if you
what, if someone putting a Barbie up their bum? No, yes, it is.
But it's even like going around somewhere and there's posters on the wall.
Mm.
I think that's an odd one as well. Because it's interesting seeing who like the pictures are on the wall. Have you know, you've had this, haven't you, Scott? Like,
what?
Sure, it was.
I went into a fella's bedroom on a one night stand and he had hundreds of those little toy soldiers everywhere. And he was in his late 20s. And I thought, really? Are we doing that still?
Did he use
He didn't put one inside himself or me, thankfully. Nice chap, though. Mm. Must say, nice chap, yeah.
Mm. What about that? No, I can't tell that one.
Oh, come on, no.
Hold on. Let's have a private chat between me and you. Is this a story about me or you that you're thinking
me.
Of? Right? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, now there was something on a wall or something. There was a picture.
With the trophies.
Oh, no. That's not what I'm thinking of. No. So, what's the trophies?
I once woke up with Mr. Gay Thailand one day.
Oh, wow! You can die happy.
Did you Bangkok?
Yeah! It was a long time ago, guys, but I didn't realise until I saw all the things on the wall in the morning. I was like, oh, excellent.
A sash.
You should get together with we should get together with Mr. Gay India next. Yes,
exactly.
And then you can go all night till your head hits the pilau.
Yes! What story are you thinking of?
No, there's just something triggering in my brain at the moment.
Okay.
But don't worry.
Okay, back to the quiz then. Any stories that you've had involving, I don't know, furniture?
Oh, I have one.
Go.
This is actually a recent one, Alex, wasn't it? Do you remember this with the couch?
Oh, God.
So this fella met a girl on a night out. They had a wonderful night and they kind of had this amazing chemistry that, you know, he knew in his heart, he was saying in his message that this was going to go beyond a one-night stand. Yeah. She was the one for him.
Oh,
they
wow.
Get back to her place. Now, she's living with her parents and they're out at the time. So they decide to get down and dirty in the living room. Mm. So she's giving him oral stimulation. And can I say head on Radio 1?
Yeah, you can say head.
She's giving him a big, dirty blowjob. Yeah. And
A blazer.
She's going at it. And then, you know, they finish off and she goes to freshen herself up in the bathroom and he gets up to sort of put his trousers back on. And to his dismay, he turns around and sees that he has left a giant brown skid mark across this gorgeous fabric, not leather, sofa.
Cream sofa.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm. Yeah. If it was leather, you could have got away with it.
Yeah.
Bit of bleach on there, white, done.
Yeah, gone. White
vanish.
That sounds horribly
So
like
in that situation, what do you do?
I don't know.
He decides to, I think this is quite good, he flips it.
Oh, yeah.
Upside
That's
down.
Good. Classic.
She
That's
comes
good.
Back in and he goes, gotta go, leaves and never sees her again.
Wow.
And to this day, he has a wife now, but he admitted to this day, he always wonders, what if he didn't shit on the couch.
She could have been the number one for him, but it was ruined by a number
There's
two.
There's so many of those stories. There's so many of those stories where it ends with, he has a wife now.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Classic flip it when you see the stain, though.
We had another story in from a listener who said that they were involved in a threesome on a fold-out bed that partway through just collapsed.
And like a Venus flytrap.
Yeah.
Pincer movement.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
We also had something. Wait, we had one more. I think, now correct me if I'm wrong, Alex, this is a young chap who had no access to a dildo, so he put Crisco on the end of a bed frame. And just sat on it.
Oh.
Yeah. Any hole's a goal.
What's it?
Quite wide.
Yeah. Crisco.
Crisco is an American grease.
It's shortening.
Right. Yeah. It's like lard.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like lard.
Bed knobs and broomsticks.
Wow. Yeah. So it just sits literally on the poster.
Yeah. And as far as we know, no splinters.
Ah! Chris, if you'd like to explain exactly what's happening now in the Lolathon Radio 1 studio.
Well, it's an incredible scene here. I feel like I'm having some kind of fever dream. A little bit delirious. Drag queens have arrived.
Woo!
But it's just the boost that I think we need at
you
this time.
You needed it.
Mm. Okay, so please introduce yourself.
So I'm Glyn Fussell from Drag Queens Den. On
Drag Queens Den.
Sounds, yeah, which you came on.
I know, this was great.
We terrorised you.
Yeah. Yeah, it was such a weird situation. So I was doing something for Football Focus and I was interviewing the Newport Football Club at their training ground.
I mean, they're two very different things, Football
Similar-ish.
Focus and Drag Queens.
I know, right, but I had to say to them, I'm really sorry, I've just got to record this call. It'll only take 10 minutes. So all the players are there listening to me record their bit for their podcast.
Amazing.
And it was obscene.
Also, though, I've never told you this, but we'd all been out the night before as well, and that was the kind of one of the last in the series. And I think we'd had about 3 hours sleep, and it was a bit raunchy. And then when we got off air, I was like, "Oh, we went too far with him. We went too far."
So this is like the full experience today.
You're gonna get it.
Yeah, great.
Also, Glyn, I'm really enjoying your T-shirt.
Thanks.
Which it's got it's like the Tesco Extra logo, but it just says LGBTQ Extra. And Glyn, who have you brought with you today?
So I have all my best drag gremlins. We have the gorgeous JonBenet Blanc to my right.
Hiya.
And we have the beautiful Grace Shush to my left.
Bonjour.
And in the background, but never in the background, we have Titty Bang.
Oh,
wow. Hey, Titty Bang.
What's your name?
Titty Bang.
Titty Bang.
Thought so.
Okay.
Say it.
So what's the plan?
The plan is to terrorise you
okay.
in the middle of the night, but not really you, Scott. The main plan is to get Chris into drag.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a really good nose for drag.
He's got
that
a really
is good.
Face.
No, there's no contour needed.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You've got a good drag nose. Chris is still getting his drag makeup done. Actually, you're looking flawless.
Yeah,
flawless.
It's a work in progress at the moment. He plucked me a minute. I was plucked a few seconds ago by Grace. Yeah.
They are so. Yeah. Those eyebrows are fierce right now.
You look like a young Jane McDonald.
Does it look like she's doing a good job at the moment? Or am I.
Well,
yeah.
Have a look at my Instagram story. It's on there.
Is it?
Yeah.
So, forever. You look gorgeous, it will forever then. Live.
Right. So it's the Lolathon, which means we can do some jokes. We've just got some drag queens hanging out with us. Don't worry about it.
Yes.
Glenn, you got one?
Yes, I do. This is from Roshni in Queens, New York. The doctor walks in. Sir, I have some bad news. I'm afraid we're going to have to stop masturbating. You're going to have to stop masturbating. The patient. I don't understand, doc. Why? Because I'm trying to examine you. Try harder, Roshni. Sorry.
Do you get it? He was trying to examine him while he was having a wank.
Yeah, he was wanking.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got it.
Laura in Cardiff. Here's your joke. My girlfriend sticks a finger up my ass during sex. She'll do anything to get a ring on it.
Yes! Oh, that was a good. That was actually good.
You got one?
Oh, I've got
one. What have you got?
This one's quite relevant to you, Glenn. What's the difference between a rabbit and a hare?
What?
You can pull a hare out of your ass, but you can't pull a rabbit. Well, Glenn might be able to pull a rabbit out.
I've got 4 rabbits up there now.
Several.
Jacob in Stoke says, hi, Scott and Chris. I set an hour timer on the BBC Sounds app 4 hours ago. I keep adding hours. I cannot switch off. I love it, the drag queens.
Yes.
Oh, they've got some more great camp old songs as well to request later. Quite a lot of people have sent this one in. I was at the gym last night when I noticed a hole in my trainer, just big enough to get my finger in. Anyway, she's made a formal complaint and I'm banned for life now.
Horrible.
I love that. I love it.
Okay, where are we at with Chris's makeup? We're
Chris Stark in shadow.
Chris Stark is...
I've got a clue what's going on.
It's been,
Chris,
you
look stunning.
He's been fully dragged.
You look gorgeous. Just
beautiful
trust us, babe.
Be great.
You look good, actually.
Well, I think the thing that's missing, though, with Chris is a drag name.
Yeah, okay. What do you suggest?
Well, it just so happens I've come over all these A4 sheets of paper with lots of drag names on.
Fabulous. What about, is there anything related to the fact I'm a Watford fan?
Watford?
Yeah, well, I know so much about Watford, Chris.
I don't know anything about
Watford. No, but Lewisham, we've got Leona Lewisham.
Leona Lewisham.
Oh, I like that. Elton Dong.
No.
Elton Dong.
How about this one for you? Chris Packett.
Yeah?
Do you see what I'm doing?
Instead of Chris Packham.
Chris Packett. No, Chris Packett.
Elton Dong.
Elton Dong.
Or we could do Jane Fondue, Pat Noodle.
Do you know who come from Watford?
Who?
Kerri-Anne Chips.
Kerri-Anne Chips.
Do you understand any of this?
What? Yes.
I don't understand.
Well, no, you
at
don't.
All.
Because what you're on.
Kerri-Anne Chips.
It's all Kerri-Anne
Chips. It's a name.
It's a double entendre, darling.
I didn't get the...
Got any more?
Yeah.
Kath Food,
we like.
Yeah, that's good.
Deborah Crossing.
Oh, well, surely not.
Surely not.
Direct Debbie.
Direct Debbie.
Tina Gurner.
Agatha. Pat Noodle.
Yeah. Pat Noodle's great.
Yeah, it's a good
Do you
one.
Like that one?
I like that one.
Agatha Doo.
Yeah.
Tina Biscuits.
Bjork Scratchings.
I like this one, Heidi Sausage.
Yeah, good.
Little Kim.
John. Well, you've got loads.
We've got a lot. Michelle
what
Sue.
Me do the other day?
Ariola Grande.
Who?
Ariola Grande.
Yeah, I like that.
You heard of her?
Oh, yeah, let's do that one.
Yeah. You know about the Ariola? Yeah.
Ariola Grande.
Yeah, it's not that. It's not the.
Do you know
lot.
What the Ariola is, babe? Yeah.
You are.
It's a bit around the nipple.
Around the nip.
Yeah.
The
nip. It's kind of part of the nipple.
Just around, yeah.
It's like the halo.
The halo of the nip. Nipple. The 24-hour Lolathon for Comet Relief.
Do you want me to come and scratch you with my new nails? Would that help wake you up?
Oh, darling, it would be an honour. I'm not. Oh, wow, those nails are fabulous.
Talons.
Like metallic talons, Chris has been put on. So we've got Titty here, we've got Grace, we've got JonBenet, we've got Glyn. Chris Dart's been fully made up. Have we got any more jokes, guys? Grace, you got one?
What's the difference between pink and purple?
Don't know.
The grip.
wait, 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 wait. outrageous.
Why did the husband put his ear to the wife's vagina?
Don't know.
He wanted to hear this. He wanted to hear the ocean and smell it.
Oh my god!
I don't agree with that. But.
Oh my god, Radio 1 listeners.
I know.
It's scandalo.
Ethan wants to know, what do you get when you insert human DNA into a goat? Banned from the petting zoo.
Shall I do another one?
Yeah, do another one.
Jane, thank you for your joke. Mr. Tickle wanted to marry the girl of his dreams. However, Tess was reluctant to take on his surname.
Oh my god, that's one of our drag names as well. Tess Tickles.
Tess Tickle.
There you go.
It's great. So Chris needs a drag name because he's being fully dragged up. What have we got?
We've got Eileen Cuisine, Abby Dashery, Mel Privilege.
What about Silla Tape?
That's on tour.
Silla Tape. What else have we got? No, there's some
Bjork Scratching.
Bjork Scratching. We've got Gainer Straight. We've got Lorraine in Spain. Terrible.
Wow. Little Kim.
We've done that already.
Oh, sorry.
Trish Fingers.
I've been doing makeup.
We've got EDM.
What was the Fingers one?
Trish Fingers.
Oh, I love Trish Fingers.
Oh, we forgot. There is a really good one. Legendary. Jackie Potato.
Jackie Potato.
Amazing. Yeah. We need to crown Chris with his new drag name before you guys go. I have just put on my Instagram story, probably my favourite story I've ever done. Chris is now in full drag.
She's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Stunning.
Yes.
Stunning. Can we just describe Chris's outfit, please, and the look?
Yes. Okay, so how do we start? From the top, she's wearing a hat that looks like it could have been made out of a pasty.
Yeah.
As I said earlier, she looks like a conceptual Jane McDonald in the face. John Monet, do you want to take over?
I resent that.
Well, it's very 1994 Versace. Like, it's, you know, it's got the extra accoutrements that is needed when being a drag superstar. You've got a thread there, Lou Sterling. Just gonna, there you go. You look stunning. I'm jealous.
And we've come up with a name, by the way.
Go on.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you...
Pat Noodle!
Yes, Pat Noodle, your new name.
And she's got a band. It's called the Semi-Wet Super Noodles.
New single, Wet and Wild.
I've just seen Chris try to get into the studio area with his BBC pass, but he couldn't because his nails were too long.
That is not a long nail.
I put it on my story. Hang on.
Try wiping your bum.
That is a kitten heel of a nail.
Try wiping your bum.
Listen to this. Hang on. I was like, you all right, Chris? Hang on. Not that one. This one. He's going, I can't get into the f***ing building.
Sabotage. We've sabotaged her with claws.
I just had a look in the mirror, though, and I don't recognise myself.
You look banging.
Which is actually quite a liberating experience.
It's a beautiful thing. It's the beauty of drag.
Look at
you. You can do whatever you want now.
Looking at you, you really do look reminiscent of, like, a Kris Jenner.
Really?
See, I think it looks like more Tish Radham has been dragged somewhere.
One of you described me as high-end.
Yeah, I think it's very high-end. Yeah.
I'd say it's high-end. It's high-end, but low-rent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
you look expensive somewhere.
She's trash. That's what she is.
Liam sent in, what do you do when an elephant comes through your window? Swim.
Because that would be a lot of cum, wouldn't it? Because they're massive.
Yes, what I love is as you've got more tired, you keep explaining the sort of anything that was subtle before has to be completely explained by you.
Imagine. Like,
yes, they mean a penis. It's that sort of thing.
It would be a lot, though. I wonder if that's on YouTube anywhere.
What?
I'm not looking at it now.
What on YouTube?
The elephant cum.
Bradley from... I've not seen Attenborough deal with that yet.
They should. They definitely should. I would watch that episode just
and
to see how
so
much there was.
He winds down the window. Happy elephant. Maybe if we were to do this again, first year we walk a horse into a bar. This year we went to number 10 with a knock-knock joke. Maybe next year the elephant
comes
through the window joke. And swim.
Also, oh, I feel delirious now. Also, can you explain what where you've got your hands as you're talking?
I'm having a mare, so I can't do anything because of these nails
that the drag queens put on.
The Dragon's Den queens put on me. Is that the... That's,
Dragons?
No, Dragon... Drag Queen's Den.
Drag Queen's Den, yeah.
Yeah.
That's that.
Not the Dragon's Den's queens. Anyway, so... The nails won't come off is the situation I have, and I've not been in this situation before.
I mean, they're huge nails, like big metallic, quite sharp nails. You can't do a thing.
Honestly, I've tried to rip them off, and it's like it's super glue. This stuff.
You just tried to type, and that was great.
Yeah. So what I'm doing here on advice of the team is to put my fingers in hot water, but occasionally I keep taking them out and trying to get rid of the nails, and it's not happening. Appreciate any advice on that one. So that's why I'm soaking my... I'm in a ridiculous situation I never thought I'd be in, that at half three, near coming up to half three in the morning, I've got one hand soaking my nails, trying to get that off. I have to deal with the eyes afterwards. It's some of the plans we've got. I've just been told I won't be able to get hold of a wet wipe until Greg gets in. I don't know what other guests we've got planned coming in, but that's going to be a sight, isn't
I'm
it?
Just filming Good morning. You. I'm just filming you for my Instagram with you... not been able to get your nails off.
It's not a problem I thought I'd have to deal with today.
Just two cups of hot water there. And if you keep your hand in the hot water, it'll be fine.
One more joke. Bradley from Manchester. Unless you got a good one as well.
I got a couple.
You'll like this one. Because we want to make the most of this hour. Bill and Ben, the flower pot men, are in the garden.
Oh.
Bill says to Ben, flubber-dub-dub. Ben says, swallow it.
Why was the condom flying around the room?
Don't know.
It was pissed off. Daniel in Bradford, thanks for that, Jem. Eleanor in Manchester, enjoying your joke. What do you call a herd of cows masturbating?
That is... Go on.
Beef stroking off.
That could be another
beef
live
stroking
creation,
off.
Yeah, I get it. Oh. And the beef, and the cows there stroking off.
Basically, we had some drag queens in, and they fully dragged Chris up, gave him full makeup and fabulous nails, and now got given a drag queen name as well, Pat Noodle. What was it? Pat Noodle, yeah.
Pat Noodle.
And now she's kicking off about it because the nails aren't coming off. She is getting a bit
They've
salty to production staff as well.
What I can only imagine is like Gorilla Glue or something on these nails. It is, they're not coming off. We've dunked them in hot water now for a while.
She's been a right sass.
Everyone's
queen.
On saying you actually need to use, let me find some of the messages, acetone.
Well, where'd you get that at 4 a.m? I just nipped to the shops to get some acetone. You can't get a Costa, love.
I've not even started on the lashes yet.
You'd be an awful drag queen. You mean you look good, but just the remove, you're getting so angry.
It's not an attitude that's going with Pat Noodle. This is very much Chris talking.
No, but she's Pat now.
She's not Pat. Chris is not happy. Pat was having a lovely time half an hour ago. Everyone had looked at myself in the toilet mirror. I was great. I went for a little wander around the office. It was great. That was Pat Noodle.
Okay.
Chris is back.
Pat's gone now.
I'm Chris from Watford. I can't get my nails off.
He's saying all this as he's got his hand in a mug of hot water, desperately trying to loosen them. It's not happening. Hello to Bethany, who's listening to us live from New Orleans. Donated. You all sound wonderful. Do we, though? Hello to my friend Adam, who's just landed in LA. We were on when he left. That's a long flight.
Can I request... Are we allowed to... Like, we've been doing this a while. As a little treat coming up soon. Can we request a song each? I know it's a bit off there. Is that allowed? At some point, can me and you choose one?
Yeah, why not? The drag queens
little
chose
boots.
Loads of... What?
Little Boots, that's what I was thinking.
I thought you said Little Boots. I was like, no one wants to hear that shit.
Little Boots. I can't believe you just said that, by the way.
It was a moment in time. It hasn't aged well. Hello to Scott. Knock, knock.
Who's that?
Mr. Bush.
Mr. Bush who?
Mr. Bush, so I came in her face instead.
Good. Mm.
This is an old one, but it's a classic. Tony in Essex. Mm-hmm. So there were two nuns on their bike.
Why are you doing the voice?
I don't know.
Why that voice?
I don't know.
Go on, then.
Two nuns on bike, and they take a shortcut to the cathedral down a narrow alleyway. Mm-hmm. One nun says, "I've never come this way before." The other nun says, "That'll be the cobbles."
Oh, I've got one. Yeah, because 20 minutes of rudeness left, isn't
it? Yeah, we've got to get them in. Get your rude jokes in to lol@bbc.co.uk.
Christian from Nottingham, what does tofu and a dildo have in common? They're both meat substitutes. Good work, Christian.
Hi, Julie. A man's wife was making breakfast. He came downstairs to see her naked. She asked him to make love to him right away, so he did, but then asked what that was for. And she's like, the egg timer's broken. Right, we're getting tired now, so rude jokes, please. Let's blast them out for the next 20 minutes.
So I'm actually allowed to read this joke out?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, welcome along, Adele.
Yeah, welcome. It's been quite the ride.
There's been a few before you that have had exactly that thought that's crossed their head, which is, am I going to lose my job for this?
Some of the presenters earlier had to look Big Boss Ben in the eye as they were saying the jokes.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I know.
How do I donate as well? Will you tell me in a second? Because yeah. I'd like mm-hmm. to, just for the scene alone, just for Chris and how he looks right now, I'd like to do that.
Sure. But,
first of all, let's do a joke. This is from Kieran in Bournemouth. Okay, here we go. This bloke in the pub earlier was boasting about that when he orgasms, he ejaculates up to a litre of semen at a time.
Like the elephants we were talking about earlier.
In the window.
In the window.
I found that a bit hard to swallow.
Hey! Hey!
First time for everything. First time I've said that.
Thank you, Lee. Lee's been on. What was that laugh?
Welcome along. Identify yourself.
Who are you and what is your laugh?
Here's your moment.
Hello, I'm Hannah.
That's Hannah you can hear laughing there.
And it was quite the delay, but she got it at the end.
Let's keep a mic on her for the next 5 minutes, see how she reacts to the jokes.
Okay. Hello, Lee. Thanks for yours. Yesterday, a colleague called in sick. The boss asked how sick was he. He said he was in bed with his sister.
Oh, wow. Okay, how do I donate?
This is £5. It's going to cost you. Text the word LOL to 70205. It's good, obviously, because you've woken up for your show this morning, so, like, obviously, you've not heard it. So, if people are just switching on now, this is how you donate. And it's all for Comet Relief. It's such a good cause for people living tough lives in the UK and around the world. Text will cost you your donation plus your standard network message charge. Text the word LOL to 70205. You'll get a cute message back from Comet Relief, which shows you that they care. And a nice little video from me and Chris going, thanks. If you've donated as well, let us know, and I'll give you a shout-out. So my mate joined that new Tesco dating website. Doesn't recommend it. Ended up with an old bag for life. John in Glasgow, thanks for that. We've got the classic, it's on every year. Why does Father Christmas not have any children? Oh, he only comes once a year. That's from Ross in Dorset.
I love the way these are just coming out now. Just like, next one.
Yeah.
You just got the little bounce back, didn't
you? Yeah, I got the video of you too. I might watch that in a sec.
This one from Adam. What did the leper say to the prostitute?
What?
Keep the tip.
Oh my gosh! The Radio 1 Lullathon. One. Oh, this is horrible.
Only 8 more minutes, guys. Then we go back to chicken crossing the road.
Radio 1's 24-hour Lullathon for Red Nose Day with Scott Mills and Chris Stark.